Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday the 20th of May 2023. Today's topic is The Clay and the Potter. Our text today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 18 verses 1 through 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Verse 2. Arise, and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and, behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. Verse 4. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Verse 6. O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Key verse. Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 6. O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. John's assignment for the weekend was to make a clay pot. He went in search of clay, which he carefully sifted, added a little water, and began to mold. John was determined to get the full marks for the homework, so he had to dismantle the mold and remold severally to get the perfect picture he desired. Just as the clay is in the hand of the molder, so we are in God's hands. He is our potter. He has very good plans for us, part of which made Jesus to die for our sins on the cross. God takes joy in shaping and transforming us as we walk in step with His Spirit every day. He wants to work in us and through us to accomplish His beautiful will and divine purpose. As the clay does not argue nor struggle with the potter on what it's being made of, so are we to fully surrender to God to make His best out of our lives, career, gifts, and fulfill His divine purpose. Only Jesus can bring a clean thing out of an unclean. Surrender your life to Him now. Prayer for today. Lord, please mold my life to fulfill your divine purpose. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Isaiah chapter 45 verses 8 and 9.